Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Seven and a half minutes past the hour. From the No Name Studio, out on the bleeding edge of technology, it is another hour on another day, on another week of the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being here. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, they've kicked off the kickoff hour for the week already today. Catch that in the archives if you missed it. Rick and Bubba University students, Alapuka, Cam Solo, ready to go today. Banging out a degree in common sense, that now a superpower. Driving up in his sweet van, Eddie Van Adler, grinning ear to ear. He's got the YouTube channel for you. That'll be live and archived today, including a best of hour, which you can find on Blaze TV if you're a Blaze TV subscriber. We're in the Blaze TV family as well. So catch that. Everybody's here, ready to go. We're missing one, the silver tongue one. The man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey!
But I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light.
Everybody. Yeah, Bubba, I played it off the sounds of the 70s. I got it one of those greatest hit CDs.
That's all right. The porch was a little narrow there, but good morning. You know, Rick Burgess, friends, neighbors, associates, everywhere.
You know, the cool thing about that is the original album cut gives you a whole nother round of that, which sounds so cool over that little line, that little list you give.
Remember, they were a threat to edit it down on when you kids. You'd have two versions.
Oh, yeah.
Blinded by the Light. Remember, Man for Man. Yes.
They don't you hate when a great cut gets edited down?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I do like
I'm just having fun.
Yeah. It's going to be two cuts. Now, they're going to be good and clean without the live spot, but we're still going to have two. All right.
I've just been having fun with that.
Bubba, looking good and red today. How are you?
Thank you. Good.
Ready red.
Yeah, see, you've decided to have your skin match your shirt today.
Yeah. I got a little sun this week.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did. Hey, tell me, I've been wondering how it works with insurance companies and destroyed houses. How's that going?
You know, it's a learning curve, Rick, and I'm enjoying learning all that.
Everybody having fun yet?
And all the very nice people I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm.
Everybody having fun yet?
Yeah, we're having fun.
Not complicated.
I'll let you know more later.
Having them all.
Yeah. You know, the thing, and Bubba and I were discussing this, and I'm not going to get into your world. I'm speaking in general.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't let this be an indictment on your current situation. But, and I've learned it, especially dealing with contractors. We've talked about this forever. Now, when we've made a living 5 months into our 30th year, now behind us, we're now month six of our 30th year.
We're headed to Christmas, by the way.
How's
your tree?
Our entire career has been based on under-promise, over-deliver.
Yes.
My goodness, they're not as bad as I thought they'd be.
Right.
And contractors, y'all of all people know, under-promise, over-deliver. I don't know where y'all get excited about promising us that Thursday it'll be done when you know it won't be. Okay? I mean,
And we're trained now that we don't even complain. We go, well, I know.
I said that the other day. I was dealing with somebody because, you know, we've got some stuff going on, too. Not near to the level you have, but my time's coming. But I was down there, and the person said, you know, well, I'm thinking. I said, just stop. Just stop. And he looked at me. I said, look, you know what my expectations of you finishing this job is? Never. I said, so I'm going to look on this piece of paper here, and I'm going to say time of completion. I'm going to write never. So then when you come in under never –
Mm-hmm. You know what? I feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's always never. And like, Rick, when do you think they'll finish it? I always say never. So then when it comes in under never, I go, wow, they did it quicker than I thought they would. Now, it's going to be about 3 months past what they would have said, but I don't like that kind of disappointment.
Sure. Well,
so I just say never.
Never.
When will it be done, Rick? Never.
Never. Never.
Mm-hmm. The time, not in this life. The time thing with me is not really all that big of an issue because I know it's going to be a long time.
Sure.
With me, and this is kind of comical. I mean, we may need to mm-hmm. even brush on an update.
You talking about TRU?
But you have a... You know, you have a contractor that knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And you have an insurance company that's very good at what they do.
Mm.
And you got me in the middle.
Ugh.
And I don't do either one of them real well. And I'm supposed to be the middleman here, making sure that...
There's nothing like refereeing two teams in a sport that you don't know anything about.
Well,
yeah. that's true.
And you have the checkbook. That even makes it worse.
Right, right. Well, and don't forget, there's one that's got one way they see it and the other that says, I'm going to try to beat you out every dime I can.
Yeah.
And that's that person's job. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's interesting, to say the least. I feel...
Of course, when those premiums were being paid, nobody wanted to be beat out then.
Didn't need an adjuster for that,
no,
did we?
No, we didn't.
But I think everybody's trying their best.
They are,
the problem is me, really.
Yeah. Aren't we always the problem? I mean, usually.
Because I'm really probably slightly below average intelligence on this.
Sure.
And... for me to try to you know, it's like two computers talking, and you got one that's doing COBOL and one that's doing Fortran, and that's for you people who've been around computers
correct.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm the compiler in the middle trying to make them, you know, talk to each other,
sure.
and I don't feel like I'm really doing a good job on that. And I've got to improve my performance this week, Rick. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's I'm heading into, you know, I have two weddings coming up this fall within 30 days of each other.
How about that?
And this is the first big weekend coming up where we have two different weddings with two different showers back to back, Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was back to the other thing about one of them is going to be down at the farm. And of course, we all knew this because I know this. I'm not that none of this. You know, look at me. Do I look surprised? Do I even look even remotely frustrated?
No. You look very calm under pressure.
So everybody who needs to get everything ready that I'm not in control of, but will get paid by me to get everything ready, I said, everybody get January 10th and 11th on your calendar. And I said this 6-8 weeks ago. Do you think that we were coming to the wire and now everybody at the last minute is trying to get it all done by Friday?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I knew that when I said it. But I wanted to get it on the calendar so that I wouldn't be the person going, man, I really didn't get that out in front of everybody. You know what I mean? And I knew the day I said it that we would all be stressing right to the end. I knew that.
Right.
So don't think I'm surprised by that. I just like you're talking about, you know when all this is gonna be done? Never. Do you know when everybody said it was going to run smooth? It's not.
No.
So you're not. Nobody's even trying to say they can have something. Nobody.
And everybody, you know, everybody tells you, hey, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But
sure. It's not.
I need to see how we're going to get there.
They'll have you so beat down. You'll say, look, just build me a 10 utility building. And I'll just go in there. I mean, you know, they'll have you where you'll accept anything.
Yeah. See, I know I shouldn't be stressing over this.
No.
It's,
why?
And I'm on many levels, I should not be stressing over this.
No. Why would you?
But I am.
Right.
And I keep telling myself I can't, but I can't talk myself out of it.
Oh, yeah. I fired myself.
I know. Why is that?
Because
I know better.
Yeah. I told me I didn't like the way me was treating me. You're worrying me.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So, Bubba, we'll continue to watch and listen to the saga of is it going to be a TRU at some point today? Or do you,
I mean, you know, we don't, you know, give me another day here
okay.
to kind of wrap my arms around all of it.
Okay, and then you can gather your thoughts. I was listening to some of your
messages. And I appreciate
messages.
Everybody is working so hard
absolutely.
On this. And I'm sorry
absolutely.
I'm
absolutely.
Not the middleman you need in this. Mm-hmm. And
I got a couple I'll ask questions as we go. But wanted to ask you guys something and on just a social – because it reminded me of it by me trying to hear that message of someone who was talking to you about important things and you couldn't understand them. I want to. Can somebody give me the etiquette on this? Now, I know that we have talked about, and there's certainly validity to, as we're getting older, especially me and all the headphones and stuff like that, that my hearing at times is not great. Okay, but I will say this. I had a hearing test, and I did that thing that one of y'all sent, I think Bubba did, tell me when you hear this tone, and it'll age, it'll age
yeah.
your ears.
Yeah.
And my ears,
where the cutoff is.
My ears seem to be, by testing of people, where they should be at my age. Now, that means they're not as good as when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But you know, I've lost some frequencies, but I can still hear pretty good. Not great, but pretty good, okay? But I have always, and I don't know about y'all, I have always, and tell me if you're with me, I've always had an incredibly high sensitivity to low talkers. Mm, incredibly high.
in that you do not prefer that.
I mean, it really bothers me. Right, and I will say this. The ones that I think bother me the most, and this is going to sound bizarre, okay? If you're such a low talker, I can't hear you at all. It's almost like I give up, and there's comfort in that. The ones that get me is I do hear everything you're saying. I'm just having fight to hear it.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Okay? Straining to hear.
Yeah, I'm straining to hear. It's almost better if I can't hear you at all, because then I just give up. You know, I need to be able to hear you very clearly or not at all. That in between is maddening. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes. Where it's kind of like a mumble.
Right. All right. So let me – I got to be very careful with this.
Oh,
okay. Mate. Let me be very careful. I'm going to ask you proper etiquette. I think on time I'm fine. Okay? But I'm going to ask you all a etiquette question. Okay? I know that if the conversation is of no importance, there's no issue to say, hey, you're going to have to talk louder. You know, you're low talking. I can't even hear the story. Something meaningless, something fun. But if you're in a situation, and I'm thankful to be able to be in a place to get to do this. I mean, it sometimes it can be, you know, you really need to be right and try to give good sound advice. But when you're mentoring someone or someone's come to you in duress, I mean, I need to, just like that right there, I need to talk to you. It's very, very, very serious, and I will need your guidance.
Three varies.
Okay, really, that kind of serious. The highest level of serious it can be, okay? And the person was a low talker, and it happened to me, I'll say at some point in recent history. And in the middle of it, in a very, very, very serious conversation, the person was a low talker, and I was struggling. And I'm talking about in that moment, do you say, I know this is extremely serious, but I can't hear you.
I think you have to.
I'm gonna need you to talk louder.
Yeah.
But what it was is they were talking loud enough that I was hearing it. I just didn't like how hard I was having to work to hear it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I thought in this situation, I certainly can't be who we are. Hey, low talker. I mean, you can't do that.
I think you throw it on yourself, like, man, I'm losing my hearing.
Okay.
And that's how you go with it.
You come, self-deprecate.
Now, are you in person or are you over the phone?
I'm in person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just say it's on me.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed or not, but over the years, wearing these headphones every time, I mean, I'm losing my hearing. You're going to speak a little louder. I'm so sorry.
In this particular situation, it was a very serious monologue. And I didn't know where to come in. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't like there was a pause and then there was a back.
You didn't want
to
interrupt him.
Right.
I got you.
Because I was getting information that was really, really intense and real serious. And I didn't know what to do.
But you want to do it early
because
you don't want the whole thing to go by and then ask him.
Yeah, no.
And then it's like you hadn't heard anything he said.
You don't want someone.
So he sat here and he
you don't
heard
want
anything.
Somebody come to you and they're pouring their heart out. And the first reaction they hear
probably
from
tears.
You. The first reaction they hear from you is, hey, low talker, I can't hear you.
I know.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
I know you just. I know you. I know that was grueling for you. It probably would have been for me if I could have heard it.
Right.
And it's. I mean, you don't want.
Don't go that route.
Right. But no.
Yeah.
No. See, that's us. See,
yeah. It is us.
This world we live in, and then we try to go out to a civilized society.
It's hard.
You know what I mean?
It's a tough transition.
Right. And carry on like normal people. And so I should. I can say because there's a chance that there's another session coming, and. So do you think it? So I'm fine to say. Just so you know, what about this time? I go, hey, last time we met, I did get everything. I'm updated.
Did you?
You know, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what I needed to get.
Yeah, you worked hard. You worked too hard for it, but yeah.
I found myself exhausted. I found myself from my ears. If I felt him going somewhere that I didn't think was important, I would almost rest my ears. You know, but and then I'd pick them up and get them alert again when it seemed to get intense again.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think if in session two, I can say, just so you know, the last time that we talked, you know, I'm having hearing problems, and could you talk a little louder? Does that sound too harsh?
Yeah.
No. You make fun of yourself.
Can't hear you.
You know, my wife tells me I don't hear anything she says.
Okay.
You know, so you know, some you have fun with it, but you just say it's all on me. But could you just go up one, maybe two notches?
If I
get up a little higher.
If his body had a knob on it, I'd turn it two clicks.
Yeah, two clicks. I need you two clicks louder. Can you do that? And it's all on me. You'd be doing me a favor.
One click isn't going to help us. Yeah. I don't need two.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially if I need to help mentor you, I got to know what you're saying.
Yeah. And that does, when you say it like that, it really makes all sense.
Yeah. And so, but for me to help you, could you help me? Because I need you a little louder.
Right. And it's on me.
It is on me.
Yeah. You're probably talking at a perfect volume. I need more.
Right.
Not the world. I do.
Yeah.
It's me.
Right.
Not you.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I'm the problem.
And if that doesn't work, come in here, talk to the mics, and turn your headphones up.
By the way, that's not bad. Rick and Bubba. Thought there was some sort of explosion, but they think that was caused by the sonic boom from military jets that were pursuing an unresponsive plane before a deadly crash. We have a package to kind of tell you what happened and a story to go with it, and we'll kind of walk through this. We got audio and video of it. So here's the package on what happened.
An incident in Washington, D.C., when fighter jets caused a sonic boom that shook entire neighborhoods. Six F-16 jets scrambled to intercept a small plane that had entered restricted airspace after making a strange U-turn. Federal investigators say the plane, a Cessna business jet, eventually crashed in Northern Virginia after flying over Washington, D.C. It appears there were no survivors. Jeff Begays is in Greenville, Virginia, not far from this crash site. Jeff, good morning. Seems like a very sad story. What are we learning?
Well, good morning, Tony. This is where that search was focused overnight. You can see behind me, it's a fairly rural area, and so investigators and search crews really didn't have a lot of light to work with as they were searching for that plane. We know this morning that there were four people on board the plane, and fighter jets were scrambled when the people on board did not respond to air traffic control. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, but today military officials insist that they did not shoot down that plane.
Buddy, stop everything.
What's wrong? What is he doing?
If you're going to have that job.
Oh my goodness.
It's like he was trying not to cough.
Is there something wrong with it?
We've completely lost sight of the story.
If there is, I commend him for trying to fight through it.
Something's happening.
But I could not. I didn't know what he was saying. I didn't even know what the subject was about because of it.
I hear one word he said.
Let me do this.
It caught us off.
Let me do this.
I'm not ready for that.
Let me take fiery crash and people's death and move it over here.
Yeah, get it out of the way. Just
thank you for doing that.
I was not ready. I mean, this is a very serious story. This is CBS. This is courtesy of CBS.
There's plenty of people reporting on this besides him.
All right, so tell us. I mean, we're worried about somebody trying to crash a plane into the White House. We go to him.
let's see if we can watch it again and be serious.
And look, he comes out of the gate, too. I mean,
now that we know, let's see if we. I'm guessing we can't. Let's see if we can watch it.
Is he trying to keep from coughing? Is he trying to keep?
It sounds just like he's trying to keep.
That or is it Nervous Reporter?
It sounds like Nervous Reporter.
I think Jeff Begays is in Greenville, Virginia, not far from this crash site. Jeff, good morning. Seems like a very sad story. What are we learning?
Well, good morning, Tony. This is where that search was focused overnight. You can see behind me, it's a fairly rural area, and so investigators and search crews really didn't have a lot of light to work with as they were searching for that plane. We know this morning that there were four people on board the plane, and fighter jets were scrambled when the people on board did not respond to air traffic control. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, but today military officials insist that they did not shoot down that plane.
He's struggling more.
Never got any better.
Started talking about no survivors, I really tried to focus and I couldn't.
All right, so
I've looked him up to make sure he's on, but I don't see anything. I don't know.
Wow. So the fighter jets caused the boom, which freaked everybody out. And we've got some other stuff. Is this mainly B-roll and stuff, the other stuff that we have?
Yeah. Why is there a guy playing a guitar with a harmonica?
No, it's funny. Next story, this is part of it here. So it is? This is different people's reaction to the sonic boom.
Oh, okay.
So the sonic boom happened. Wrote a song about it?
No, different guy.
Well, just watch, Greg.
Hang on.
So, so that lady's just very shocked, and you can hear car alarms going off in the background. Good there. And then
who's
so
surprised?
There's a
came
lady
out of Andrews right there in D.C., but they had to catch up with it, and they were already behind the curve.
Yeah,
so they got authorized to go supersonic, and that's what you hear.
And here's a dog.
Look, there's Mr. Buddy.
There he is.
He's gonna be real surprised.
Oh, wow.
Boy, he's up and gone.
I'm gone. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then,
but you know what? I'm glad that they had this response, mm-hmm. you know, because at 9/11, we seem like we're caught a little off guard with some of this.
Yeah.
So at least they had warning that the plane was coming and they reacted. They did. Now, what happened on the plane? Did the pilot pass out? Is that what we believe?
Yeah. They're speculating.
This is another one here.
I couldn't listen to the story.
They're speculating.
I know you couldn't, could you?
Here's the last one here.
Hey.
So this husband and wife were about to record a song. Sonic Boom's about to get him.
Travis, what is that?
Travis had a folk song. By the way,
what if they opened the back door and that guy's,
and all me is all right.
Greg.
Is everything good? They did not shoot the plane down.
Everybody should have been still in the sonic boom.
But, Greg, I mean, I want
this
you,
is all we're getting.
No, I know it's a very serious story, but how do you have, how's this guy on CBS?
By the way,
funny was watching everybody's face.
And he looks so ready. That's what I didn't miss. He's nodding. He looks very authoritative.
Yeah.
I think he's ready to go.
There we go.
Well, they're still trying to fix. And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a pretty big
had
deal,
a sneeze,
too.
He was holding back.
Did you see how confident he looked, though, when they're about to pitch to him?
Oh, yeah.
He's nodding like, yes, sir, I got the story. I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Well.
So you think, back to Bubba's point, this was kind of a Payne Stewart situation, we think. Maybe they lost pressure in the cabin because nobody would respond. There's four people on there, and they couldn't get response from anybody. So they think maybe they all possibly passed out.
And this is
inside the plane, kind of like
former,
what happened.
Is the NRA exec or something's granddaughter and daughter or something? I was reading the article.
I don't know. They said that it crashed near the George Washington National Forest in Virginia, which I have rode through before, Rick. Yep. Very strangely.
Yeah.
Beautiful area.
So, GOP donor whose daughter and granddaughter were killed in the private crash.
Wow. So apparently, no doubt something happened inside the plane.
Yeah.
And the plane then was just basically flying with no one driving it. Top of the hour.
Wow. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, I don't know who here, because I encountered a lot of things over this weekend that involved the show, and then, you know, there was a lot of Lisa Burgess comments over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's going to be on the Best of CD, and has to be. She did a great job. We all got a charge out of that. Who was talking, because it sounded, I think it was the kickoff hour, was there anybody talking about fragrances? Men and things that smell. Did we talk about that on the show?
One of the questions that was question from the audience. You know, we'll do a QFT.
I love question from the audience.
And they ask if we men smell our self care products before we purchase them.
Okay.
So that's probably where it came
from.
So
thank y'all because y'all caused an issue.
We all kind of had the same response. Our wives buy those for us, and so we don't really have the opportunity to smell them before we put them in the buggy.
Well, I want to thank y'all for what y'all put me in this weekend. And by the way, speaking of Q&A, this guy in the red shirt, nobody loves a Q&A more than him.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Don't you love a Q&A?
I do, Rick.
Golly, a Q&A, because you don't know what's coming. Now, sometimes it goes terrible, and you wish they had better questions.
I like for the audience to write the script.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It also keeps us from having to worry about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But anyway, so have you ever had, and we've all had this, where your wife will trick you and will trap you into something that you don't want to do?
Oh yeah,
and so damn. Sherry, we're at church Sunday. We finished up church. We're going out, and she says, "Hey, I'm for going to lunch at this particular place. I know that you're not crazy about that place, but are you good with going there?" And I said, "I am. I'm fine. You know, I'm trying to do a little bit better. Probably good for me to eat well. You know, and all that. Fine, no problem. But I didn't know it was a trap." Okay, on her location selection, because it was right near a place where you shop a lot. It was a trap. So I'm sitting there, and we're having a great lunch, and we're just so in love. We just can't be more in love. And then all of a sudden she says, well, I do need to run a few errands before we go home.
Oh, yeah. And I said,
because see, she knew if she brought that up, because where we live, I could have actually gone past our house, got out. See, she knew that. So she threw the lunch out there because, you know, you throw lunch out in front of us, you got us. You know, there's a couple things you can get us on every time, and they know them, okay? And so I said, it's some stuff I got to do for the upcoming showers. I told you I got that coming up. And then I need to – and I've also got – she's got a trip coming up. She said, I need to go. And I was like, this sounds – and we've talked about it on the air, and it happened again. I don't know how to describe to young men who aren't married yet – or who aren't dating anybody serious enough that you might go shopping with them. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. There's an aching in your legs, and there's a fatigue that comes on when you're standing in dress shops that I can't quite figure out scientifically. I don't know what your body's doing if you're a man, but there's something that comes over you when they're shopping and they're over at those racks and they're throwing back these dresses or
you mean shirt. Like the soul's being ripped out of your body, that kind of thing.
And so she trapped me into one of those, and so I walked into one of the places. Very nice woman who loves this show. Her name is Norma.
Hey, Norma.
And she's the fragrance person at this place.
That's a hard word to say.
Really, really hard. Fragrance. That doesn't come out smoothly. I guess I'll be reporting for CBS soon. So anyway, I go in, and she says, oh, I was listening to the guys this week, and I know about these fragrances. And I was like, what now? And she goes, I've put together a bag for you and Sherry. Boy. Sherry, here's you a bag of some things you may like. And Rick, here's you a bag of male fragrances that we have because the guys were talking about it. Mm. And I was like, stupid kickoff.
Stupid. Because I didn't remember.
And I was like, okay, thank you. All right, so keep in mind, two bags.
Yeah.
One girly perfumes in it.
Right.
One supposedly masculine fragrances that the little where you can try it, the little little the samples and that, you know, it's a tiny little
it is.
You ever seen them? They're like
it's just a mini little. You get about two squirts out of it.
I can do that so much. I stop smelling stuff. It's all mixing together.
Even though I appreciate Norma's support of this program, and I love how kind she is and how good she is to my wife, and I'm grateful for that. You know, the odds of me. I don't do male fragrances, period. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? I just don't do that. That's not really my thing. And so nothing against it. It's just not my thing. I have a high sensitivity to that kind of stuff. It's got to be real subtle, you know?
Yeah.
And so we get home, you know, and I've got that feeling you have after you've been, you know, drugged behind the shopping bus. And so I'm sitting down. There's just bags everywhere. And Sherry goes, oh, I want you to try one of these fragrances. And I'm like, I don't really want to do that. I'm good. Thank you. Mm. And no, go ahead. Here. And she grabs my hand. Oh, no, it gets worse. She grabs my hand and pulls out my wrist. Is it, for some reason, women spray wrist?
Oh, they do. But men don't.
Yeah, and she goes, ch-ch. And then she goes, and then she grabs my wrist. Just rub it together. Rub it together.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, and all of a sudden, this flowery, horrible smell begins to just permeate my nostrils, watering my eyes. And I said, baby, I think you sprayed some of the women's stuff on me. And she's like, no, this is your bag, right? Oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, no.
I picked the wrong bag. I said, you done sprayed some big girl flowery perfume on me. And I said, now I smell like a big girl. And I couldn't get it off of me. I was like, baby, how do you get this off?
No, it doesn't come off.
I'm walking around. Now I smell like everybody's kind of overweight aunt that wears the big dresses. Smell just like her.
They listen,
I felt like I was constantly being hugged by my aunt. And I was like, I can't get this off me. And it stuck with me. You know how strong that is?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, why did you bring
even though
into the
many
wrong
of
bag?
Those people who wear it seem to reapply it often.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
I think they've lost their smell.
Boy, they will reapply. And then I thought to myself, then she said something, which I said, well, that's off the table. Oh, I do need you to run down the grocery store. So you think I'm going to the grocery store smelling like a big girl in a big flowery dress?
No.
I said, somebody will think I'm transgender. I'm not doing that.
That's the beard.
No, the beard doesn't matter. I can pretend to be whatever I want to. Yeah. By the way, also noticed on that note, Sherry was researching something that involves males and females. And she says now on all the research, they have this letter AFB, these letters, assigned female at birth. If you were assigned female at birth, you may have this problem.
If you were
assigned male at birth, it's called assigned now. Meaning that somebody that had you had no control over assigns you this gender, then you may be having this problem. But I said, you know, it's so bizarre. They're contradicting themselves in the science of this.
Right.
The only way it would be affecting you if you had the proper chromosomes and you had the biology and the anatomy that would affect this. So what they're trying to say two things in the research that contradict each other.
Yeah, and be politically. Yeah.
They're even admitting you may identify as being another gender, but because you really are this gender, you may have a problem with this particular ailment.
Right.
If you weren't this gender, you probably don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not as prevalent.
Right.
Well, see, that's showing you once again there's a distinction in the chromosomes and in the anatomy. And in your bodies, in the development.
Yeah.
This is like this person, you know, over in Europe right now that's telling us that men can get pregnant.
No,
you're pregnant because you're a woman. Now, you may be pretending to be a man, and that's fine. And you have, if you want to do that, that's fine. But you did not prove that men can get pregnant. No. You proved that women who pretend to be men can get pregnant.
Exactly.
Or identify as being a man. Yeah. That's not the same thing.
No. Follow the science, Rick.
a scientific male cannot get pregnant. We'll be back. Bottom of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Back and forth, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first of all, here's the video. Oh, they didn't get to finish, did they?
Yeah, you see the Capitol Police intervening there midway through the song. It's close to the end.
Mm-hmm, right.
But you see some people clapping.
The big finish.
You know, two things here. You think, surely, if there's a place you can sing the national anthem, it would be at the Capitol building.
Yeah.
And there was a mistake here, a miscommunication, because the speaker of the House is actually in control of the Capitol grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And the speaker had given them permission.
That was my first question. Yes. Did they have permission?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And that did not trickle down to this officer who stopped the performance. Mm-hmm. Now, so they had every right to do that. And you would think, in general, if you want to sing in the Capitol Rotunda, you ought to be able to.
Well, but especially if you follow the protocol,
right,
which they did.
Right.
But do y'all see the irony in this? That the communication to the Capitol Police at the Capitol has happened again.
They
don't seem to be ready for what's coming. It's.
But I told you in the break. I said, in all fairness, because I was just there a few months ago. It's a big room. It has a lot of echo. You could tell it was kind of hard to hear what they were singing. And you have tour groups in there. Mm-hmm. You have people who are in there looking and reading and taking pictures and videos. You could see where it could be disruptive to the overall group if you had one group singing. and they probably have an anti-singing without permission rule, which they had followed, by the way.
That apparently Nancy Pelosi doesn't know about. I've been in that rotunda as well, and it's beautiful. And it's great in there. But
all the statues, and I like going by and, you know, reading all of that. But, you know, you wouldn't want to be disruptive to everybody who's in there visiting. It would kind of like going into, you know, maybe a church service or a museum and start singing, even though you were singing a song about the museum.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be orderly. And apparently they did that. The Capitol Police didn't in this particular case.
And have they come back and said, we didn't get the word from the speaker's office that they had the permission to do it? And they were doing it quite orderly. They were very well behaved. And, of course, I will say this thing that's kind of a weird thing with me. And, of course, Greg, you brought my attention to it. I know that little children singing at times can be quite beautiful, but sometimes it can be a little creepy.
It can be a little spooky.
It's a little spooky when there's a bunch of little children
especially
singing.
Especially as an ensemble.
Yeah, I know. It can be a little spooky. Yeah.
It's got a touch of Damien, too.
It does. There it is.
Wait a minute.
Especially if it's little boys for some reason.
Oh, that right there. Oh, yeah. That.
And especially if we're singing really well.
I'm going to be honest. I'm glad they stopped them.
Greg, you don't have to go that far with it.
That creeps me out.
But you know what I mean? If it's little girls singing, it doesn't really bother me.
I know.
But if like little boys are not just...
But their voice hadn't changed yet?
Not singing like little boys they picked up in Calhoun County and they're at the church singing on Children's Night.
No.
I'm talking about those that are trained, that sing really well and enunciate and all that.
Rick, it's exactly a little bit, like this.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's a little bit creepy.
Yeah. It's a little creepy.
And the echo is so bad in there too. You could tell it was kind of rough.
I need a raven to fly by.
There'll be a lot of people that'll see this as extremely negative today. It really was just miscommunication of a rule that we probably really need to have in place. You know,
we talked about this though. Common sense has left the building in so many different ways. Just let them finish. Good night, alive. And then let's figure it out. They're almost done anyway.
Yeah, they really got two more lines.
Come on.
It is the Capitol building of the United States of America, and that is their national anthem. So you would think it would be okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They weren't singing like a nasty song or something.
Right. I know.
And
all their parents basically pay for the place. But
let them finish and go, hey, next time y'all need to get whatever.
But be honest, do y'all think it was a good move, though, for the one that was standing on the back row to have a buffalo head on? That probably wouldn't
work. Rick, you're talking the little Q and on Chum.
Yeah.
His face painted a buffalo head on.
Of course, he's out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We kept him there a while, though.
That footage of them walking him through the Capitol, showing him a tour.
Right. Wow,
it took a while.
And really, you can thank Kevin McCarthy for that because he's the one got that video released.
Right.
That made a difference in that case. And you see the video, you can't charge the guy. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, God love them. Because I thought, when I first saw the story, that they just randomly went their own field trip and started singing, but they said they didn't.
They had
the proper permission.
Had clearance from him and three other congressional offices. So they had done their part.
But
they
again, just, back to I hate to go back to January
6th. They needed to stamp that evil out.
They needed to have their paperwork handy to throw at him.
Well, I hate to go back to January 6th again. Did we just not communicate with the Capitol Police? Well, I mean, apparently our communication there really... there seems to be. And of course, what do you say about the Capitol Police now? So the shaman walks in and gets a tour. The children come in and sing national anthem. You get rid of them.
They're out. Yeah, we got people in there with feet on Senator's desk.
Yeah. Right.
But don't let these kids sing in here. We're going to call that.
Yeah.
So there
we're
you go.
We're on it. We're on it.
Phone calls are next. Cam Solo's ready. 866 We Be Big. We'll chat with you about whatever's on your mind. You're running the show at 866-WE-BE-BIG. All 10 lines are available. If you're leaving us right now, then have an outstanding day. Catch Rick and Bubba archives later today, and we'll join you tomorrow, Lord willing, on a brand new show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Phone calls are coming in. Adler, let's go to the Biden cuts today.
Where'd he go?
Biden cuts today.
Where'd he go?
He's hiding in the basement.
basement.
Everybody,
Basement Joe.
Okay, so
Basement Joe.
Here comes our president. Sometimes he, you know, we've got a story today basically saying that Biden officials are admitting they just leave him alone on the weekends, and they adjust schedule to avoid tiring an aging president. That's a story today. So makes us feel good. There's nothing going on in the world that we need our president to be energetic and on the ball.
And available.
So anyway, I couldn't believe the staggering number of days he's taken off last time that was all calculated. It was over 200.
Yes.
So anyway, here he is.
He's hardly at the White House.
Now keep in mind that he's going to talk about, this is what the left does to you. On one side of their mouth, they're talking about controlling spending. On the other side of the mouth, they say they're going to raise your taxes, meaning it doesn't do any good for them to control spending because they're just going to take more of your money away. But anyway, so here he is making sure that we understand they're going to control spending but raise our taxes. Here we go.
We're going to do even more to reduce the deficit. We need to control spending if we're going to do that. But we also have to raise revenue.
Revenue.
Revenue. Yeah,
that means
coming to get you to pay the tax.
Taxes.
Yep.
Now he's going to assure you, and this is a lie because we already know it's a lie. But again, here he goes. You know, and this is when he gets mad at us. He really gets aggressive here where he's going to let us know that no one making less than $400,000 a year is going to pay a penny in federal taxes. Of course, that's a lie. But here we go.
No one, I promise, no one making less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes. But like most of you at home, I know the federal tax system isn't fair. That's why I kept my commitment, again, that no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes.
Not
whispering it.
Not true. The Biden administration has already raised the tax burden on Americans making as little as $20,000 a year. They've pulled this one on us before.
Well, let me ask you this.
So that's just not true.
If you are paying more at the gas pump now, if you're paying more for your grocery bill, if you're paying more for your goods and services,
energy
due to inflation, that's a tax on you,
and that's
everybody. Right. Making a dime.
Everybody.
And look, and I do want the corporations to pay their fair share. We have the highest tax rate in the industrialized world right now, which is limiting growth and development of a lot of our companies.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that trimmed down. But, Rick, you do have some companies like Amazon that doesn't pay a dime.
Well,
and I think those type loopholes need to be looked at
and
adjusted.
You know why they're not going to be looked at.
Yeah, because Amazon pays a lot of money to them.
Right. You know what happens over in your coffer?
Yeah,
I'm Amazon, and I give a bunch to the Democrats, and I give a bunch to the Republicans. And then suddenly, and you know what you basically are saying when you give that to them? There's a word for it. It's the oldest profession and since human beings have been on the planet. What you're saying is you are still allowed to demonize me to the people. I have no problem with that.
I just don't write a check.
Just don't make me pay these taxes because I'm going to fill your coffers every time y'all need something. I'm going to do it for both parties so y'all both take care of me, and let's keep it down home. And what that means is eventually they tax the people that have no way to use the loopholes, and they're never going to change it because they benefit from it while telling you they're going to change it.
You know, with Amazon having literal billions of dollars in sales a quarter, I just don't feel like I, as a working person that gets up at 4 o'clock every morning and goes to work, should be paying more in taxes than they do.
And a flat tax would allow Amazon to still have huge profits, but also would help our government to have more money than ever from them.
And just,
it's a win-win.
If you did a flat tax, and I'm not saying that is the end all.
I am. It is the end all to me.
There is, well, you could do it a couple of different ways. You could do it as an income tax. You could do it as a sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing what you're facing, the uncertainty is what's killing business right now.
Yeah.
People don't know what Biden's going to throw at them next.
Yeah.
So they're not hiring people. They're firing people.
Absolutely.
They're circling their wagons trying to weather the storm.
You're right.
And if they just knew what to expect, and they wouldn't constantly be, there's a word I'd like to use, I would say messing with it.
Yeah.
They could move forward, but they're scared right now. I mean, I talked to people this weekend that were in companies with people who were doing very good at their job, making their quota, and they've been fired because the company is preparing for a cold winter, so to speak, for the next few years.
So remember, too, and I threw it in there, when Bubba's talking about if the cost of everything goes up, that is a tax on everybody. That includes this ridiculous, catastrophic, emotionally run pursuit of green energy. It's raising the price of all of our utilities and forcing us into inferior products. That affects everybody.
Yep.
Everybody. All right, here's Biden walking. I don't know.
Guys, this is a weird deal. Yeah, I mean, just the fact he's reaching down to fix his pants leg is just it's an awkward moment here. There stays down there for a while now.
He's shuffling along. There he goes. And he's,
joining our commander-in-chief in the reviewing area are the commandant of the Marine Corps, General David H. Berger.
Shake it out.
We need some static guard.
Did y'all happen to watch the thing that somebody sent me of the guy pretending he's the two-way guy talking to Biden when he wandered around?
Yes,
that was hilarious.
That was really good.
I laughed really hard at that. Here's another parody.
This is a parody
where Biden is going to blame Trump for the racist sandbag that tripped him. And it's called, now, this is a parody. It isn't real. But
it's funny, though.
It's funny. Yeah. Here we go.
My fellow Americans, these MAGA extremists are now using sandbags to attack us. And these are not regular sandbags. These are racist sandbags.
Right.
Donald Trump is now using ultra MAGA extremist sandbags against us. So I'm directing the FBI to arrest him before the 2024 election. Thank you.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Did you see the one, too, where Babylon Bee said they found a picture of these sandbags at the January 6th?
Oh.
That the sandbag was part of the insurrection?
It was there ready to go.
So there you go. There's the leader of the free world that we don't bother on the weekends, and we let him rest, and we don't want to have a tired, aging president who is doing all the things he's doing. And remember, don't you worry not for a minute. Nobody's gonna pay any more, another dime federal tax except really, really rich people. I promise you that. Even though if you took every dime the wealthiest 1% had, we couldn't run the government for about
a week.
But yeah, so it's a lie just because those numbers don't work.
All right.
We'll be back. Phone calls are next. 866. We be big is the number. Whatever you want to talk about, comments, questions, bringing information to the table. We'll find out what you have to say, America, while you still can. More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this break.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Bubba, so I want to ask you a question, then we'll get into this tennis thing. So you and I, based on the phone calls we just heard, we all know what's coming. I don't know the exact timeline, but it's coming. You're watching something on cable, or you're watching something, however. You're listening to, a radio show, whatever. And then all of a sudden, whatever you're doing goes to commercial break. And you're going to hear, were you forced to be given the COVID vaccine by your company or by the military or by the government?
Yep.
Call me, Alabama. And so.
Oh, it's going to make Camp Lejeune look like nothing.
It's going to make Camp Lejeune look like
dirty
nothing.
Water ain't going to get a warm up with it.
All right. So we know that there's going to be lawsuits everywhere. But if I recall conveniently, because of we have to do a shoot ready aim because, oh my goodness, we're all going to die.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And so if I'm correct, when we did this fast tracking of the vaccine, of course, there are some people now saying that fast track was not what it would appear to be. It had been in research for a long time and they knew some of the things that were going to be good and bad.
Right.
That'll have to be proven in other lawsuits. But anyway, if it's valid or not, but they said pharmaceutical company said, because we're going to throw away the way we normally go about this with human testing and animal testing and all that, the pharmaceutical companies will be exempt from liability. Did I get that right?
Are correct, and it was spearheaded and given to them by Donald Trump because the drug company said, we're not going to open ourselves up for these lawsuits that will surely follow this unless we have immunity and you want this done and done quickly. And unless you protect us, we're not going to do it.
Right. So
that was the thing. They had to give them immunity so they would work on it.
So when the lawyer
and I don't blame them for that.
No. when the lawyer commercials are running, who are is that lawyer that I call going to sue for me?
Okay, so
the government,
again, I'm not a legal expert. And right. By the way, last segment when I said sue them, you've never heard me say sue anybody on the show in 30 years.
I haven't, no.
If you were forced out of your job for not taking the vaccine, especially in the military, you need to sue them. Mm-hmm. I stand by that. Right. That's the only way we're going to correct some of this asinine behavior right. at the highest level in our government unless we bring them to their knees through a court case. Rick, here's the thing. They were given immunity to create the drug, but if they, in the process, as this rolled out, learned that it was doing damage to people and they hid that, that is not protected against liability.
That's where I was going.
Same with the cigarette companies. Yeah, it wasn't that they made something that was addictive. It was the fact that they knew it was addictive and tried to cover it up.
Right.
Same thing with this.
They are,
from my understanding of it.
They already knew that they had people addicted to this nicotine, and it wasn't a surprise to them, and they kept on going forward. Now, that's where you get into some of these people that are out saying, look, they were doing this research long.
Yeah.
They went and got the patent on this kind of stuff in the 90s. Okay, so this is something that they – now, if you can prove that, that's a different case, right?
Well, I think it was – I think the medical community, and I don't fault them for this, have tried to see ahead, tried to get ahead of the curve, and to do that you have to do some testing.
Of course.
And with some of that comes patents and all of that too. It doesn't necessarily mean they were plotting to release something on the general public. I think, you know, again, our conspiracy theories can get the best of us sometimes. Maybe there was, right. but there's just no evidence to that right
well,
now.
Well, what some of these people are saying is not that they knew that it would have negative effects on people.
Right.
To your point, they knew how ineffective it would be.
Or they just didn't know.
Yeah, and he's saying they did know. And so when they came out and said this will solve it, they knew it wouldn't. And so that's a different case.
And really, shouldn't we hold the public officials who were telling us that?
Of course.
At least politically responsible, if not criminally, for telling us that.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying...
I'll tell you one of the dumbest things I think I ever heard, and that was, and we've had people in our state say it, that this was the pandemic of the unvaccinated. That was the dumbest thing I had heard.
Stupid.
I don't care who, if Trump said it, DeSantis said it, whoever said it, Ronald Reagan said it, that was the dumbest thing ever said.
Yeah, a lot of so-called beloved people said it too.
Yeah, well, and they were wrong.
And to their credit, a lot of them backtracked and said, well, now that I know
what
I know.
Well, they need to.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
I would have a lot more respect for them if they did.
Absolutely, because that just was not correct.
No, it wasn't.
People were absolutely unnecessarily given vaccines that they didn't really need. Now you know that.
But see, we need a conclusive report to roll all this together because there's still people
right.
like this lady wearing this astronaut helmet in this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I know people now that won't go out in public
I know.
If you have something that is toxic or dangerous, you want to prevent yourself from being exposed to it. I got that.
Sure.
But like in this case with any virus, herd immunity is what made it go away. Herd immunity. Some through vaccine, most of it through being exposed to it naturally.
Well, the
natural process of our body solved this. Now, we paid a price with people who were early on, did not have the ability to fight it off, and I got that.
Mm-hmm.
But
we buried some of them ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. But herd immunity is what eventually made it so we could go to ball games again.
Right. But I also buried loved ones who the immune systems got compromised before we ever heard the word COVID. Pneumonia and upper respiratory infections of all kinds.
Yep.
Some from the coronavirus family.
Yep.
So that's becoming more and more clear. Once it mutated the first time, the vaccines could not keep up. They were you had nothing but risk. You had very little gain.
This thing of where it was tried to sell it to us like smallpox or like polio vaccine, where you get it once and you never have to deal with it again.
We can pull
was
clips.
Totally wrong.
We can pull clips till the rest of the show.
Yeah, we can run them for a week.
Go get your vaccine. You can go back to your life now. And all you evil people that won't do that, you're going to kill people. You're murderers.
Do it for your neighbor. You remember?
Do it for your neighbor. Like I say, it's and all that was nothing but really, really poorly thought out propaganda or diabolical.
Well, and you know,
and I'm not talking
again,
about the people that bought the all, line, the we ones all, who delivered the line.
Yeah, I think we all share some blame in it
sure.
because the general public was screaming to our leaders, do something. Mm-hmm. People are dying. Do something. Do something. Do something. So they were trying to do something where no one could really stomach the truth. Let it run its course. Let it run its course. No one was brave enough to say that because nobody wanted to hear it. Because you would be run out of town because Meemaw died from it, and I want something done.
But I still go back to when that took place, and you're 100% right on that. No disputing that. But where we really messed up is when it became this wicked, we are now going to give you one preferred narrative in any opposing views who say,
yeah.
I'd like to also add in the arena what we've also discovered.
Right.
You are not allowed to speak. You're off social media. You can't be interviewed. We'll stop your show if you interview them. That's and then you turn around and call the people that were trying to do the interview. They're the fascists.
Yeah. No, well, social media absolutely was corrupted on this.
Fascists design the world for you to hear what they want you to hear, and they demonize people, and they pick winners and losers. That's what fascists do. So if you're in that camp, you're the fascist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you remember when Nathan stood before David and he said, well, I tell you what, that guy right there, you bring him into me, I'll put him to death. And Nathan said, you are that guy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, y'all need to understand how fascism works because
get
some of you
right,
have
least.
Been duped into calling people fascist, but you're the fascist.
Yeah, so true.
Exactly.
And I don't think you know that. I don't think you understand. Thought police, that's what fascists do.
Yes, just because
telling
you
who you can and can't like, that's what fascists do.
Just because you opposed wild, liberal, left-wing, off-the-chart thinking does not make you a fascist.
Deeming holy scripture as hate speech, that's what fascists have done.
Yeah.
Okay? Your allegiance is to the government, not to God. That's fascist. That's what they've done throughout history. Let me tell you, can we be Nathan for you, David? You're the fascist.
The communists borrowed that one, too.
Yeah, right. 15 minutes to the top of the hour. 866, we be big. Freedom of expression, not big with fascists.
No. And CNN just was doing some reporting, and the reporting of COVID deaths, even CNN is admitting, could be threefold of what it actually was.
Right. Yeah, all that was in part of it. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so we got some baseball stuff here.
Sorry, audience.
Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the Little League home run from Yandy Diaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the play-by-play from the announcers is pretty funny.
Yandy's a dandy.
Because it looks like a Little League home run, you know, where the ball starts getting thrown around the ballpark.
Oh, yes.
And they just keep running.
Been part of
it. We pick it up. It's 4-2. Tampa Bay is up in the sixth, and this happens.
All right.
He does take off, and how about this hitting?
A little hit and run.
Ball through the open space and off into right field.
And
wave him. The throw comes in the second. Now on the plate, and they steal a run. And this throw is into the outfield. Diaz taking off for third. They're going to wave him in.
Oh, no.
And he's going to score.
How about that?
And that looked like Little League.
When a routine hopper to second base is an inside the park home run, it's a problem.
Yeah, Major League Baseball inside the park home runs.
And that looks like Little League.
How about with the middle infield?
And that right there looks like Little League.
So the ball was hit to second. Second baseman was covering the throw down.
Yep.
So there was nobody there. So then they throw it home, and the catcher tries to throw it back to second with Diaz getting to second. And nobody's in center field now. Please watch the middle infielders. They throw their hands up like, okay, this is bad.
Oh, yeah.
This is bad. Ain't nobody out there.
And the catcher put the icing on the cake by drilling it into the outfield where nobody was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is funny.
He does take off, and how about this hitting?
Bounding you think he would score off this?
Space and off into right field. They're going to wave him. The throw comes into second. Now on the way to the plate, and they steal a run.
Ooh.
And this throw is into the outfield.
See you at 47.
47.
Oh, my gosh.
They're
going to
wave him in. Gonna score.
You
and
can't.
That looked like Little League.
This is the crowd booing. At least you didn't use that monkey in the football scenario. You know, heard him, we have a confusion.
Yes, did y'all hear the guy from CBS talking about?
All right. Can we play it, guys?
And we have a clip, too, of an aluminum bat breaking.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't happen much.
No, this is in the Vanderbilt Regional, which, by the way, they were put out yesterday.
Thank goodness.
And this batter breaks the aluminum bat, which you see every now and then, but, boy, this one was.
I saw it when I was far too young to see it, but.
What is he talking about?
It's a good rental. Is that what's a broken bat? Bradfield has one with six.
Nobody's talking about the amazing catch this kid made in right field. They're talking about the bat.
Wait, right on the handle, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Nobody's mentioned the play just made.
That is a bad bat, is what
you think?
We got a broken bat, folks. You rarely see that.
Let's not talk about the catch.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Look at this.
He didn't even hit it off the handle either.
It looked like it was a part of the bat.
Oh, wow, that's headed to the dugout.
How about when you throw a pitch so good you saw an aluminum bat in half?
Now, if that really not what happened, would have got hit by that, I'd get her crying.
Because he barreled it up. That's what's strange.
It looked like it hit the end of the bat.
Yeah. Boy, it looked like he trapped that ball.
Great catch, buddy. We're recognizing you.
Yeah. Did. Really did.
Look at this bat here.
That's interesting.
I like to see that catch in slow motion.
Yeah, I saw it too.
When I was far too young to see it. But.
Yeah, and we should let that statement go.
He just joined us.
Well, he got it around.
He trapped it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, he caught it. There's replay in college baseball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got it.
He got that.
He caught it.
Can of corn.
They're too busy worried about that bat.
Well, he caught it with a glove facing down. The batter is frustrated because he barreled it up, and if that bat doesn't break, that's probably a home run.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
By the way, I hope that guy didn't step on his sunglasses.
But to your point, if you want to play a good guessing game, what was he talking about when that clip started?
The play-by-play, I saw it when I was far too young to see it. All right, here we go. Pretty good rental, though. That sounds like something from Major League.
You know, I know they got to kill time, and sometimes they'll get off into talking about topics that just don't have anything to do with the game, which drives my dad crazy.
Right.
Seeing that he can't, you know, he can't see, so he's depending on what you're saying.
Yeah, baseball's the worst about it. Yeah. All right, so the White Sox, what happens here? We hit the umpire right in the face to win the game?
Yeah, so this is bizarre, all right? So it looks like the catcher gets crossed up, and it hits the umpire right in the face mask. There's a runner at third. Well, you can see the bases are loaded. It's a 1-1 game, bottom of the 10th. So the kid from third scores on a wild pitch, but because it hits the umpire.
Well off the line at first, and Tim.
Oh, my goodness.
Away. It slightly gets away. Nobody can find it, and the mystery ball is a Sox win.
I got to say, if that doesn't hit him, they win.
Yeah.
That gets caught up in the net.
It's obvious that the catcher thought it was a curve.
That's what I'm saying. That's
it slightly gets away. Nobody can find it, and the mystery ball is a Sox win.
The ump's like it. I hope you respect me.
He's out of it.
I'm glad there wasn't a close play at the plate. Nobody was there to call it.
Yeah, he's laying there.
Here's what you notice. Notice the catcher is immediately concerned about the umpire. The pitcher's running in trying to get the guy out.
Obviously, he thought there was going to be a break on the ball to come back down, and it just kept going up.
Did he get a little dinger? Did it ring his bell a little bit?
I've seen that when they were mad at the umpire.
He's dressed like Kanye West with him shoulder pads on.
I know you were waiting. By the way, Greg told me,
and I don't know how we transition other than that, that Kanye West is walking around with shoulder pads on under his shirts.
Yeah.
The shoulder pads.
Yeah, just for
and is he making,
like the umpire. And his wife's in something.
Is he making her wear that? See, I'm hearing that he's making her wear that.
Well, I'm sure it's some of his clothing line, but.
Right.
No, he's just bizarre.
Is this the end of his church? Is he still doing that?
Oh, I think he dressed weird going to it, too.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, the shoulder pads reminded me of that.
So he's wearing shoulder pads.
Yes, he's wearing just like and some real time pants.
Look, Michael Jackson used to wear shin guards.
Look at his wife, what she's got on.
What? She looks like she's sitting in a bowl.
Yeah, and people are saying that he's making her do this.
And look, he's got shoulder pads.
I don't know if that's true, but
why does he have shoulder pads on?
Your phone calls
are next.
Look at his pants.
866 We Be Big is our number. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Weird.
Right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So, Greg, I know that when we left out on Friday, did you go home and weed eat that ditch that Lisa was talking about?
Well, I don't know what she's talking about on that.
Did you get that done?
There's a little corner that probably needs a little work, but it isn't as drastic.
She said she was looking at the ditch as we were talking.
Well, she was just theater of the mind.
Did you weed eat or not?
No.
No, yeah, didn't do it.
Have you told her that you were going to weed eat the ditches?
No. Mm-hmm. So you're saying you've weeded to what you agreed to.
There's a
point of the ditch that's under
I do need to get it.
Now, what's all that stuff in your truck?
Yeah, that's mulch.
What's that about?
Well, we got to get it out.
Where are you going to put mulch?
All there in the flower bed.
Oh, your flower bed. You going to do a little mulching today?
Got to remove some bushes that the dogs urinated on and killed.
Well, when you have 10 of them.
No, this is my buddy takes care of these for me.
Does he?
Yeah. He'll get a bush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll
Yeah, but I do. You're right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you have 10.
Yeah.
Two adults and 8 little ones.
So you mulching today? Why didn't you mulch over the weekend?
Well, I got it here, and then I got busy doing something else, and then
when did you get the mulch?
I don't remember. Saturday.
So you've been riding up down the highway with mulch in the bag.
He'll have it in there tomorrow.
It's in bags.
Well, Lisa said that's all you do is ride around.
Yeah, she's right. Yeah, she's got clothes.
Will that truck be empty tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, you mulching today?
In bags.
Are you mulching today? It's today a mulch day.
I plan on it, but who knows what's going to happen between now and then.
Right.
Just have to wait and see. You know?
little mulch action. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That sure was funny last week.
Yeah. I'm going to deal with some dogs, I can tell you that.
Bad for you, Greg, because I know what getting up early feels like.
Oh,
but it sure was funny, though.
It was.
Yeah,
she knows what y'all want her to do.
Bubba, we got an update on iPhones. I want a Mac. I want a Mac Daddy. I need a Mac. Everybody. It's the urgent iPhone warning that you can't afford to ignore. And they talk about all these hackers. I mean, have hackers not just ruined everything?
Oh, I know.
Hack this, know. Hack that, hack attack.
Hack me.
Hack.
And we're so dependable on our little computers we carry in our pocket now.
Yeah, and so they're saying that we're making decisions that make us a hacker's best friend. And that our password can be exposed if one account suffers a data leak or another security breach. And they're talking about that it is a hassle to take every account you got, give it a different password, and then do passwords that are hard. They realize all of that is difficult. They said Apple has come up with something for setting up your iCloud password keychain that will check for breached passwords that they can cover you now. And it's something called iCloud Keychain. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know what that is? It's a tool that stores your app and website passwords on your phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that was kind of standard operating procedure.
Yeah. So why is this a big story?
I don't know.
Well, somebody steals mine. I hope they let me know
what it is. Unless they're just reminding everybody.
Thank you. That's good.
Yeah. Because of some big hack or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're
saying they're the ones doing it, and then they say you're under protecting us. That's a good business.
That's how they get you, Greg.
Oh, here's what
they're doing the attacks, and they go, "Hey, we got the cure."
All right, I see here in the story they're saying, "Did you accidentally?" And Greg, for you and me, this is an overwhelming yes. Did you accidentally hit no when your iPhone asked if you wanted to save your passwords to the iCloud keychain?
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
I didn't either. I don't even remember being asked.
Well, that just means so they'll come up automatically.
You don't have to remember them.
Yeah.
No, I got you. I don't remember being asked about it.
But I haven't done that, no.
I don't remember being asked about that.
That'd be new.
Yeah, I don't remember being asked
like
about that.
So I guess they're saying is that it will, if the password it has, if it's seeing something different in the app, it will ask you if you've changed it. To indicate maybe someone had hacked that account.
But then you don't know who to believe if that's fake.
Right. There's so many fake things, Bubba. Oh,
how many times have you got a thing about your bank account? And you know that's bogus.
Hey, I talked to a guy just recently said that that one of these hackers and one of these scams hit him for over $100,000.
Oh. Well, that's good to hear.
Wow.
Yep. You got to be careful.
Wow. There's so many. Do y'all even remotely pay attention to invoices that come to your email?
No. Unless I'm expecting something.
Unless they tell me, hey.
Yeah, because I kept getting some weird. I think me and you talked about it. It's claiming that
I keep getting notification about that I got a package for some reason waiting on me. I need to come get it.
Well, yeah. I had the one time, and I told the guys, I gave advice to the hackers that they needed to go and adjust that. And they had me at step one.
Uh-huh.
And that means claiming that someone had hacked my Amazon account and was buying things like a madman. Okay. They had me. Okay. But I guess they hadn't figured out how to get money from me.
Right.
And I said, now that part y'all got to work on before they hung up on me. They had me. I mean, we were going down the road. I said, I'm not going to give you my information, but just tell me how I can take care of this. And then also he goes, well, we need you to go find a place near you where you could buy a gift card.
Oh, my goodness.
And put this amount. I said, now, guys, this is the part y'all got to improve.
Yeah.
I said, now, there ain't no way that you're real, and you know that. No one at Amazon is going to make me go down to the drugstore and get a gift card and put this amount of money on it so I can pay off these.
Yeah.
And if I send this to y'all, y'all get rid of all this. I said, now, that part you're going to have to improve on. And they hung up on.
That ain't going to work.
Don't you agree?
That's the little league stuff, you know.
But the invoices can trouble you because you start trying to think, all right, wait a minute.
What is that?
Yeah, and I thought, I never had the Geek Squad. Yeah.
Right. And they'll put a company on there to make you think, oh, okay,
yeah,
I need to pay this.
Can I tell you another one that'll throw you? Is legitimately, be careful of this. Be careful of this. And usually, no offense to our Indian brothers and sisters out there, and I mean from India.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not talking about Cherokees.
Native American.
No offense to you, but I will say this. Be careful. Let's say right now I'm looking and I heard about Speedy's car wash. Okay.
Okay.
I said, man, I gotta find what their hours are and find out if I can just get a lifetime that what all they do. Oh, I Google Speedy's car wash.
Hello, Speedy's car wash. Hey. Incorporated.
Hey. As soon as you hear that,
don't sound like Speedy.
As soon as you hear that, you go, they'll put out fake websites, and you're just getting Google to tell you about this company, and you think you're calling the company, but they've set up a shadow of that company. It's not their real website. It's not there. So really check on that, and it's not their real number. And then
is it always the person from India?
Usually.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. The minute they ask for an account number, if they ask for your Social Security number, ask for your bank account number, your American credit card, that's all bad.
Red flag, bad.
You know, I keep getting one from a bank that I don't even use.
No, see, watch that.
And I'm like,
yeah, watch that.
Well, the thing is, if they, you know, they'll put out no telling how many hundreds of thousands of those. They get one or two to reply, they make money.
Oh, they absolutely do.
That's true.
Now, I told you the one got mean. He got mad with me when I said, how stupid do you think I am? And then he hit me with a, you're a son of that. And then he hung up.
All right.
He did. But, I mean, that's fine. He didn't get me.
Mm. You know? Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And the, but they can be mean if you don't watch them. But the so there's, I feel like everything I'm doing now is somebody's trying to sell.
I know.
It's at the point now where you think it is around every single. Yeah.
Because there's a lot out there.
Yeah, there is.
Coming
at
you.
There's a lot out there. And so watch those. Those are things, anytime somebody's asking you for information that they should probably have.
Yeah.
Be real leery of that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's like a prince that needs your help.
All had that one.
I like when the bank. They would say they're from the bank. They call you and they ask you to verify your bank account number.
Yeah.
I said, shouldn't you have that on file already? You called me. I didn't call you.
You got it.
You say it like that.
I do.
Do you ever wonder sometimes those scam emails, they're so good you thought, did I just miss $10 million?
I wanted to help old Prince.
Yeah, I know it's not likely, but could one of them hit?
You never know.
Rick and Bubba.
Well, apparently, retailer Target is saying we're going to see if we can try to destroy our company in every way, shape, and form. One bad decision after another. And now we have another one that they are... They're doing what? So what are they wanting to do? They want to I can't say that word.
I can't say...
Military.
Rick. You got me on it now. I can't say
the demilitary. I can't say that word.
It's demilitarize.
It's a tough one.
We can say it fine. You messed it up.
Demilitary. Demilitarize. That's tough to say.
Militarized.
They don't like being. They don't like military.
They're not funding it.
Look, Rick. Demilitarize.
Well, you know, Target has had its problems the last few weeks.
I mean, boy.
Now groups are investigating them a little bit closer and found out that through their nonprofit foundation, this is a Fox News story today,
which has been directed by the retail giant's senior corporate treasurers, have funded a guarantee pushing to shut down and give away U.S. sovereign land such as Mount Rushmore, believing it to be an international symbol of white supremacy. Correct. To demilitarize the violent U.S. military.
You did it that time.
The same guarantee also supports the destruction of Israel's Jewish character through what is called the Palestinian Law of Return and implementing economic warfare tactics against the Jewish state, such as boycotts and sanctions to free Palestine.
Okay, so
Target's a busy little company.
They're busy. There's a lot more to them, this little Target.
Yeah, it's a lot more than a few racy bathing suits there at the front door.
Or a few Indy cars.
Yeah, and one of those listed in here. Can I just tell everybody out there, and this is why you have to be careful. I don't know if you've ever seen the specials that are done on some of the animal planets when they're trying to capture a bunch of antelope and they spook them all into a giant net.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more times some of you chumps out there are going to allow people to do that to you, mobs and whatever. You do realize that everybody who donated to Black Lives Matter, you're a chump. They took you for a ride.
They're bankrupt.
They basically asked you to pay them off so people wouldn't call you racist, and you said, how much do I need to give you, and can I post it on my social media and all that, because I know y'all are out trying to make sure that marginalized people of color are not going to be marginalized. And you bought into it. You didn't check them out. You couldn't check them out, because if you did, then you're a racist.
Yeah.
And you realize that now, and I think one of their founders just recently, unfortunately, because of the lifestyle choices, had a cocaine overdose. They're completely bankrupt now. And we saw story after story after story.
$8 million in debt.
Yeah, wow. Story after story after story of how they basically bought themselves, the leaders, nice houses. They spent it on themselves. And you're still not allowed to say that was bad. You can't get anybody to cover this. I mean, but that's what happened. So they got that. So that's one thing that Target's got over here. They're also being anti-Semitic. They're checking that box. They're saying Mount Rushmore is a symbol of white supremacy. They're checking that box. And they're calling our military violent and dangerous.
Now, all of this has come directly from the Target's corporate diversity chief,
of course,
Kara Fernandez.
Got to be diverse.
And she is way out there. Another Target Foundation guarantee says parents must teach specifically white children about systematic racism and to see color. It also claims that capitalism maintains a role in perpetuating racism.
So that's their diversity person. Right? That's the kind of things they're dabbling in at Target.
Right. Yes. Well, so it's a little more than edgy bathing suits at the front door.
Yeah,
a little rainbow clothes.
And if you don't think that this stuff is all agenda oriented and answering to a mob, interesting study from CNN, by the way. CNN, they have done a survey. Now, I want you to think about, we've told you that these people are marketing for, they set up their marketing plans for a fake world, and that's why they keep being a disaster in the real world. This is CNN, 30 countries. They have surveyed 30 different countries, not one, 30 countries. Adults who identify as LGBTQ, 9%. 9%.
And that's who they're catering to.
30 countries. 9%. So somebody is sitting down in your conference room, and they're saying, we need to target. I mean, would anybody say, let me tell you where our marketing needs to be?
Yeah.
I want us to see if we can't pull some customers out of the 9% of the population.
Yeah. That's going to push us over the top.
If you went in and you said, now, who are we marketing to? And you say, well, 9%. You would go, so you're saying they would still buy our products if we didn't market to them, but we just kind of stayed out of it. Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't.
91%.
If we have good products and they're just living their lives the way they want to. But no, you're being convinced, no, you need to cater to them because that is actually a good business plan. No. Really, a good business plan would be to stay out of it altogether and just let people live their lives and shop where they want to shop.
91% who do not fall under.
Yeah, so 91%, you know what you would say, is there a risk of offending anybody? And you say, well, about 91% of the people.
Yeah.
But in 30 countries, this country.
Right. So, but you're led to believe by all the noise that this is an incredible number of people.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just LGBTQ. Do you realize how small the percentage of the transgender thing that we're just falling all over ourselves about? The forcing drag queen shows on kids. For what reason? I mean, drag queen shows have been around forever. When do we decide that this that we have to embrace this and make this some sort of mainstream entertainment? For what reason? Nobody was bothering if you wanted to go see that on your own.
Yeah, and adults.
You want to be part of that, and you're adults. That's fine. It was Six Flags trying to have some deal, telling all the parents is that the entertainment will be PG. Well, you've never been to a drag show if you think it's PG, I promise you. Of course, the PG doesn't mean what it once did. I'll acknowledge that. But, yeah. I mean,
it is interesting, the same people that think that kids should be protected from Gideons is all about drag queens.
That's crazy.
Just strange concept.
Yeah, we always say don't forget the things that they won't protect you from. You got a parent now with all this other stuff. Now, the Bible and all that will make sure your kids are not exposed to that, to Bubba's point. Another bad fake world idea. Transgender inmate to be transferred to women's facility.
Well, that's an ugly chick. Did you see that picture?
Thank you, Greg.
Skankly ugly.
Yeah. So Greg? this transgender is this a transgender woman? Meaning being logical?
It's a guy. Biological look at him. It's guy. No doubt. No, ugly old man.
So someone's going to make the.
He wants to be an ugly old woman.
Yeah. So now. He's going to win.
And he's succeeding.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all know that we've already done this and it went real bad?
And we're going to pay for it.
We've sent biological males into women's prisons who identify as women, and it's gone really bad.
Mm-hmm. Look at that one. Chris Farley's a woman.
Yeah.
Look, so, that's what it looks like.
But keep in mind, all this fuss is going on over 30 countries. 30.
Yeah.
We're talking about 9%. And you're being led to believe. I mean, I don't know if y'all have watched TV lately. You can't even, here in the month of June.
You'll
be convinced that really there should be some special standing for people who are not. You know that you're in the minority. I mean, everybody just look. You're convinced of the whole wide world.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why these marketing plans are disasters, mm-hmm. and we hit on it a few days ago. These young people are coming up in these echo chambers. They have no ability to critically think, and they have been indoctrinated into believing this, and then they get marketing jobs, and they say, y'all need to wake up to the new day. And then all of a sudden, the marketing plan that was designed for a fake world dies in the real world.
Yeah. It needs to.
Well, I hope it's a reality check a little bit.
No, they'll reason it away because the one thing they can't reason is I may be wrong.
Right. Don't need to treat people poorly. People don't need to be, abused or anything for their choices. But this way we're going about it right now is bizarre. It really is.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba. Here's an invitation to join us tomorrow for a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Sure, it looks like the wheels have come off the apple cart of the world, but Rick, we're here to pick that mess up each and every day.
One apple at a time. Tomorrow on a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Thanks for listening to the daily best of Rick and Bubba. To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.